Okay, my battery went dead, so this will be part two, and I'll try and go over the last point, and that is the difference between wicked and straight. The question is, oh, this is Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, according to the Mitzvot David. And the question that we asked last was straight. Why say wicked and straight? It should either say wicked and tzaddik, or straight and corrupt or crooked. So the answer is the straight is the cause of the success. He's telling the cause of the success is his straightness of thought. Okay, it's not his righteousness, but his straightness of thought, that the thought does not make a mistake, which would include more than righteous people. On the other side, it could say corrupt mind, but wicked is a cause for being corrupt. Sometimes a person is born with a corrupt mind, and he has to train himself to straighten out his mind. But if you're wicked, even if you had a straight mind, it can distort your mind. Okay? So then answer that question. So we answered all the questions. On the first half, we answered the other questions. But the final question is what is he trying to teach me? He's trying to teach me that success is not dependent on the physical world. It's not dependent on a strong house. It's not dependent on power. It's not dependent on money. It's not dependent on fame. It's totally dependent on the mind, on the straight mind. That's what success is based on. That also continues a little bit of the last Pasuk Yud, because Pasuk Yud, we said that the mind is unique, that it operate, that it's a unique thing, a unique type of operation, okay? It's a unique type of pain and a unique type of pleasure, okay? That's what we said before. So that uniqueness shows up in the success of the physical world. That uniqueness shows up in the success of the physical world. That success is not dependent on the physical world, but it's dependent on the mind. Again, what we're saying is that the wicked will be destroyed. He will not be protected by his house, power, money, all these things that people rely on doesn't really protect them. Ultimately, what protects you is how you make your decisions. If you make correct decisions, that'll protect you, and it'll not only protect you, but make you blossom. Or if you make incorrect decisions, you could have all the power in the world, and you'll just destroy yourself. That power will not protect you.